Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. God only knows why. Welcome to it.
Let me know when we start.
All right. We're going Jeez. Here, this is an indicator
of
how it is going to go today.
Okay, we have a guest in the studio today.
Thank God.
We have Roger Garrett from PurelyWater.com. PurelyWater.com. Roger was the only non-firearm-related vendor advertiser supporter at NJ SafeCon.
You mean the only smart businessman there?
Yes. So I had Roger, I invited Roger on the show last Saturday at SafeCon because I embarrassed, when I went up and gave my speech, I pointed out a few people that own plumbing businesses and stuff. Because here's the deal. We have this beautiful program that went out to over 500 people.
Right.
And you could have been a sponsor. You didn't even need a table. But Roger and his son, Chris, they went out of their way. They set up a booth. They were there the whole day. Did you have a good time, Roger?
Excellent time.
How does it feel to be in a room with over 500 like-minded people, huh?
Well, for me, it's not a problem because I've done plenty of audience-type things in the past, but it is overwhelming when you think about all these people running in all at once.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is. It's nice to see a line of people to come in to show.
Now, Roger and his son are members of the Woodland Park Range, and he got into Gun for Hire Radio about a year and a half ago, and he sends me a lot of emails, a lot of input, and he's motivated and ambitious, so I really wanted him on the show. I wanted to talk to him about his business and what he does, because all of you other people out there with businesses that are pro-2A, you could have been on the show today,
right,
too.
But you suck.
And I would have had you on for... Exactly. You suck. All right? And that's what I wanted to say, because we had a huge turnout. We had a power failure. We had Cam Edwards there. We couldn't finish the show because we had a power failure.
The entire area had a power failure.
Now, Roger, at PurelyWater.com, you install water softener systems, filtration, reverse osmosis, yep, and all. And now I'm just pulling that out of my hat.
Yeah,
right now.
Anything in water treatment is what we do. Anything
residential and commercial?
Quality. Yep.
Both.
I do restaurants all the time.
You do? Okay. Oh, yeah. So that's a beautiful thing. So it's this website's simple, purelywater.com. Mm-hmm. You handle all of New Jersey pretty much? Or?
From like Central Jersey up.
Central Jersey
up. I go down
Jersey
to
up.
Maybe like then to... 22, that area.
Okay.
I mean, I've gone
gotcha.
As far as Hazlitt in Middletown, New Jersey.
And how long have you been doing this?
Oh, 28 years.
Cool. I see your posts online. You do some pretty good-looking work.
The you know what it is? The job has to speak for me when I'm not there.
Gotcha.
So if I do a lousy job, it's going to reflect in the workmanship.
So water softeners, stuff like that. And there's a big need for that today because, you know, Sandy, I read an article down in Florida, down in the retirement belt of Florida, how they test the water there and how much pharmaceutical drugs are in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the old people are taking 20 or 30 pills a day and then they're peeing.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, because it all doesn't get digested, correct?
Correct.
And they're also flushing pills down the toilet when their prescriptions expire. So now all of a sudden they're checking the water.
It's happy water.
And I don't know if it's happy water, but...
Where the hell did that heart arrhythmia come from?
You know,
Mabel? So, why is the dog walking backwards?
And we have other issues in New Jersey, right, Roger? We have a lot of chemicals.
Chemicals, gasoline compounds. I've treated pretty much everything you can think of. Heating oil, gasoline, uranium.
For radon,
Northwest.
Like,
uranium was found in the Spartatown water.
Ah, very nice.
So everybody was glowing.
Not in happiness, no.
Did they charge you extra for that, the uranium-tainted water?
Or? No, but you know what's interesting is if you go to the town of Jefferson, years ago the federal government wanted to take uranium out of the ground to use it,
mm-hmm,
and they said no. No, I'm thinking, why would you leave it there when somebody's going to take it away?
Because it's government.
Because the people don't want you touching anything.
We don't want that. We want to keep our uranium.
When I post this show on Sunday, you're going to see Roger brought me a gift. Sandy didn't get anything. Roger brought me a gift. It's a beautiful, oversized coffee mug that says, We the People, on it. And it's extremely beautiful with an American flag and a inkwell and a quill on the back. What's that, a writing implement, right?
That's
for like
a writing
guys
implement.
Like you. Words be your business.
Words
right?
be my business.
Get everything
so,
but coffee.
I just had a Manhattan bagel coffee. So you go to somebody's house, you test their water, so you know what mm-hmm. you have to filter out?
Depends on what the people are trying to accomplish. That's the first thing I always start with is, what do you want? How can I help improve your water? So if it's a municipal supply, let's go look at the website and see what the town water has in it, so how we can improve it. If it's a private well, then they're probably going to have a water report from when they bought the house.
Gotcha.
I can do limited testing, and that's good because by law, if I test for something related to health, I could phony it, and I don't do things that way. It's got to be legit. Otherwise, I'm not going to bother.
Gotcha. Mm. So that's good. I mean, I'm not a bottled water guy. I drink tap water. You know, I drink bottled mm-hmm. water at work, but I prefer to drink tap water at home. I use tap water in my coffee. I, plug that line, and I have my K-cup. I have a commercial K-cup on my kitchen counter, and it goes directly right to the pot. So, it only comes with that little charcoal filter or something. So I'm probably drinking uranium or whatever.
Or something like that.
Some bottled waters actually are town water from another town.
Yeah, isn't that? I saw a whole thing on
Teterboro.
I saw Netflix or something.
Yeah, Teterboro water source.
I wasn't going to say that.
And if you've ever been to Teterboro, New Jersey, you'll never drink Aqua Pure again.
Yeah.
Besides purelywater.com, New Jersey Concealment Furniture was there. Henry was a sponsor but couldn't make it. Black Bag Resources was there. Tactical Training Center, Dr. Pirelli, the New Jersey Libertarian Party, Ron Sousa, of course, Liberty Office Suites, Firearm Support and Storage, Right to Self-Protect, Americans for Prosperity, Citizens for CNJFO, Oath Keepers were there, and of course the SAW group. And the agenda, John Willett did a great job. He was overwhelmed in the morning mm-hmm. because like all 500 people showed up
at the
one
same
time.
Yeah.
So we got a ton of
all an hour early.
But the way we do things in the 2A community, Ed Cabrera, his wife Kim, Corey Vaughn, Josh Sager, everybody just jumped in and started helping
and
at the registration line, and nobody was bitching.
No.
Well,
they're a very polite group, our group.
We'll talk more about it when we come back.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. I got a lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites, libertyofficesuites.com. Ron Sousa has two locations, one in Montville, New Jersey, and one on a new road in Parsippany. For as little as $58 a month, you can have a professional environment where his location does it all. LibertyOfficeSuites.com. I got to meet Ron Sousa's lovely fiance on Saturday at SafeCon 2, and anybody who runs into Ron should ask him, did you set a date for the wedding yet? Because, you know, that's normal. Right after you get engaged, everybody has to ask you that question. So it was overwhelmed. Everybody volunteered, got people through registration. And let me tell you something. The speakers that came up were, opening session was Ainsley Reynolds. He was the MC for the day with the bow tie on. And after Ainsley, I got up and I spoke. I spoke about unity and activism. I called out all of the businesses that are pro 2A that were in that room that didn't advertise or sponsor in one way or another.
I was outside of the board. Did you happen to mention in the unity and activism speech the fractions of 2A,
yes,
pro
I did.
2A who don't get along?
Yeah, I got beat up for that after the event too.
Of course.
Yeah, we had 2A organizations that weren't in attendance. We had 2A speakers that weren't in attendance. That's just the way it works. That's why we always lose, and that's
exactly
why Loretta Weinberg laughs her ass off all
they
the
all
time.
Do, right.
So I spoke about that. Listen, I've had two other gun businesses in the state attack the range here, so, you know, in the media and the press. So
yeah, sure.
there is no limit to what goes on. But then after Keith Pantaleone spoke about the virtue and vice of remaining silence. Keith Pantaleone in Jersey City was railroaded, if we all remember that.
Yeah.
Evan Knappen came up and talked about knife laws. And then Maria Lampe from Shoot New Jersey came up and talked about introducing new people to the shooting sports. And one I'm really proud of is our Jewish vegan friend Marty Crutlow came up and spoke about how to talk to a liberal and why you should care.
Oh, Marty did speak. I saw him in there.
His slide presentation was phenomenal, Marty. he got a huge round of applause. He did a really, really good job. Funny slides. We should have him do it again. Then Tony Simon came up and talked about the Second is for Everyone diversity shoot. And then Detective Sergeant Brent Bloom from the New Jersey State Police came up and answered questions and created a little conflict between him and them and Evan Knappen. I'll talk about that now. Let me talk about that now. Brent Bloom had stock questions that John Willett procured a month or two before the convention because the state police didn't want it to be a free-form thing because it could turn up ending up into a poop show, right?
Yep,
a shouting
sure,
match.
Right.
So Brett read the questions off and answered them, but he also said it's illegal to transport with loaded magazines in the state of New Jersey. Now,
It is legal.
Now, Evan Knappen agreed with Brett at the closing ceremonies, but still said as a lawyer, Brett is a pro-gun state trooper whose firearms law is his business.
Right.
So Knappen still strongly encourages you to not transport loaded magazines in New Jersey. It is legal, but Knappen says stay safe and don't be a test case.
Which we've covered for the past 6 years.
Correct.
And we've gotten a lot of crap from the...
Correct.
You know,
I'm carrying loaded magazines. That's fine. That's fine.
Sure.
But, you know, again, if Brett pulled you over, if Sergeant Bloom pulled you over,
you're
you had loaded magazines, you're okay.
And he's not pulling people
Correct.
Over.
But if Joe Schmo from Mayberry pulls you over and doesn't know the firearms law...
You're going to
Knappen
jail.
And Knappen says if you get a prosecutor like Keith Pantaleone had, or Shanine Allen had, or Stefan Josie had, or the numerous other railroaded people in the state of New Jersey, they could make issue with it. So why take a chance? The next speaker we had was Scott Bach. Scott Bach talked about what's going on in the state of New Jersey. And then we had keynote speaker, which was Cam Edwards, which is the host of Cam and Company. Lunch
NRA
break.
News.
Yes, NRA News. And then Dan Schmutter came up and gave us updates to the carry laws. And then Matt Andreas came up and talked about their whole Charlie campaign with the billboard with the gun. And then Rich Nicoletti from RTSP came up and did unarmed surviving mass attacks. Now, RTSP and I, we have a friendly competitive relationship. The power went off while Rich Nicoletti was speaking from RTSP, and Rick, the owner from RTSP, accused me of flicking... of shutting the power off. I was outside smoking a cigar, minding me business, so I had an alibi.
We were in the middle of a commercial break, and we blamed Bloomberg for the whole thing.
Yeah, so after Rich spoke, then Darren Goins came up, who was the lobbyist from the NRA.
In the dark?
Yes, and then Dr. Gianni Pirelli came up and talked about firearms and mental health, a psychological perspective. And then another railroader, Shanine Allen, spoke. And then Matt Rooney came up from the Save New Jersey blog. He talked about effective online and social engagement.
And the lights never came back on.
Then they came back on later. And then Kathy Chatterton, the president of ANJRPC, came up and spoke about shooting sports. Then Evan Knappen handled the closing sessions. And I got to tell you, John and Rachel Willett and everybody else, they really did a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
The next conference, we're looking at probably the Edison area. So it's Central Jersey. So it'll attract hopefully more people. The other thing, I when I opened up my statement, I was like, there's a million gun owners in New Jersey. Where is everybody?
Yeah.
There's 80 firearms-related businesses in New Jersey. Where is everybody?
Right.
There's about 5,000 businesses owned by pro 2A people in New Jersey. Where are you today?
Right.
That's
right.
How I started my whole thing, pissing people off. I don't care.
Well,
okay,
you're the only one who does. You're the only one who's got the stones to come out and say it the way it is, and then we get the crap for it.
You know, listen, can we solve every issue at a conference like that?
No. How can you?
But we need to have a start somewhere. And sitting home on your ass behind your mm-hmm. keyboard,
right.
criticizing that we all took the day to do that. And listen, it was monumental. I paid guys to go up there, set
right.
up, work the booth.
Right.
I mean, Roger,
right.
it was you and your son. You
yep.
could have worked that day, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Right? You rescheduled work for that day. So
yeah.
you and your son, Chris, are up there all day. You had stuff printed out. You're
yep.
into this. We're going to talk about your other product later. But, yeah. you know, everybody sacrifices so that maybe we could win a few people over. There was kids there. Fadi
yes.
Haddad brought
yes.
his kids.
Right.
There was a few other people with kids
yep.
there. You know, the Saw Group had a coloring contest. And, you know, there was a lot of good candy, too. There was a Whoppers, and there was Hershey's. And, you know, I had run-of-the-mill Lifesavers, but there was a lot of good stuff. And so I walked around. I worked the room. We wanted to eat in Ruth Chris Steakhouse afterwards. The power was out. They were closed. So we said, we'll go to Arthur's Steakhouse. Power was out. They were closed. We'll go to JR Tobacco for a cigar.
Power was out.
They were closed. Okay. I came back to work.
You know, it's an interesting thing to see when the lights go out in a 2A conference and everybody's got a tactical light. It just lit the whole room up.
Everybody had a light.
You wouldn't see that anywhere else.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And Roger, you can break in anytime you want, by the way. Roger's from PurelyWater.com. For being the only non-gun-related vendor there, I think everybody should go on PurelyWater.com's website, Facebook page. Give them a thank you. Give them a shout out. Pass it off to friends and family. It's the least that we can do. The other one is, of course, is Waldorf
Eric.
Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Family Chiropractic is conveniently located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Doc wanted to be there that day, but he had something to do with his kids with scouting or extracurricular activities.
Spinal adjustment.
Yes, WaldorfFamilyChiropractic.com. By the way, Effin Pinelli sent me a housewarming card. Congratulations on your new home.
How's he doing?
Good. And it's full of glitter, by the way, because I have somebody open my mail. I just wanted you to know that. I have someone open my mail.
No white powder?
And, yeah, no white powder. And thank you, Effin Pinelli. He's doing good. He beat the big C. Yes, I'm going to have somebody else open that for me one day. I do have some sad news. My mentor for 38 years, Thomas S. Adubato Jr., passed away. He was 86 years old, and I went to his wake and funeral this Wednesday and Thursday. I met Tom in the early 80s. I was working for a defense contractor. He was acting president and took me and a bunch of other ragtag guys under his wing. And for about 10 years, he was my boss in one capacity or another. And really helped form me to the man I am today, business and personal wise.
So we have him to thank for you.
Yeah. Well, his nickname for me was Cowboy. How apropos.
Wow.
But Tom, even after he wasn't my boss after 10 years, for the next 25 years, I continued to take him out to lunch the third Thursday of every month, almost at least 10 to 11 times a year for 26 years. I took him out up until about 5 months ago when he got a little more ill, and then I would buy lunch and bring it to his house and have it with him. And we would have these talks, a.k.a. he would review my life and personal and professional and then kick my ass.
Mm-hmm.
So he kept me in line. He kept me in check. He was a very intelligent guy. He will be really missed by me. So dedicate the show to Thomas S. Adubato.
Very powerful name in this part of the world.
Well, that's Stephen Adubato Sr., the power broker in Newark, is his cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And then his second cousin would be Stephen S. Adubato or whatever, the younger one. But yes, Tom was a conservative, though, and a gun owner. We shot together in the 80s.
Totally different
90s.
From his cousin, yeah.
Completely opposite. Yeah. Completely opposite. Alan Cohen was at SafeCon, and you know he's an accountant and everything. And he told me about this book, Sandy, The Creature from Jekyll Island.
Oh, great book.
Did you read it?
Yes.
You have it?
Excellent book, yeah.
You have it? Roger, this is for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I bought two, one for me and one for Sandy, and it's about the Fed. I'm going to read it. It's a thick book. There's not many pictures, so I'm unhappy about that. But
you
but
can draw your
I'm
own.
I'm going to trudge through it the best I can.
Very, very good book.
So Roger from PurelyWater.com had this other training device that seemed to get a lot of interest, Sandy, and it's called the Bullseye Camera System. Roger, tell us what this is.
Basically, it's a camera system that goes downrange at anything up to 1 mile, depending on which unit you buy. And what it does is it takes a picture of the target. And back where you are, you have your iPad or Android or whatever you're using, and it wirelessly sends the signal back, and you can see it in real time.
Oh, so you don't need like a spotting scope.
Correct. It replaces spotting scopes, and you can actually do more than that. One of the things it does is each time you take a shot, it marks it with a blinking black dot. You can number them as you're going along. So you can take your first shot and mark it with your finger, then the second one, the third one, the fourth one, etc. So you can actually start figuring out what you're doing with your shots.
Totally
so
cool. For,
so like your cousin Bobby, who's a long-distance yeah. shooter, I'm looking at the pictures on the back of this. Mm-hmm. He could set up an iPad, because I could see an iPad better than an iPhone, right? Yeah. If he could set up an iPad, Sandy, and he sets that camera up downrange, and you make sure you don't shoot it. So the camera, let's say, is 15 feet from the target laying on the ground or whatever.
Yep.
And every shot, you could see it on the screen. And like Roger said, shot 1 through 6. So if you're changing loads, changing bullet heads or yeah. whatever, you can
Which
see if you're
does.
Shooting high or low.
Yeah,
so you don't have to stop and go down range and mark them or whatever.
Right.
You know, back in the day, we used to use a cheat sheet. I would draw
right.
on a piece of paper, and I'd look for the spotting scope, and I'd mark where that bullet went,
right.
and hopefully kind of get them all right and remember it. So, and this is a under $400.
Yep,
for one.
The sight-in version is up to 300 yards.
Okay.
And what's really nice is you can zoom in and zoom out like you would any other picture on an iPad or whatever you're using. So you can follow along, and you can go backwards and look at your previous shots if you want.
Wow.
So it's not just one time, that's it. You can shoot until there's almost no paper left. So you don't have to keep going in there and changing the targets.
And this
targets.
Continually oh, marks
shit.
Out.
Yes.
Even I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, right.
It's similar to what I call NASA technology, where you take a picture of the sky, you come back hours or days later, you take another picture of it, and then you compare the two.
Wow.
And if something's moved, you know it. You wouldn't pick it up with your eye, but the computer could pick it up easily.
That's fantastic.
That is really good.
Yeah,
and
really
it's under
cool
it's like $350. Now, you can go on purelywater.com and send them a message because he doesn't have a site yet, or you can call 973-727-3055. 973-727-3055. We've got to get one here and play with it a little bit in the 50-yard range.
I've got three of them in the truck.
Okay. Not today, though. Today I'm going for my – I'm having a brain transplant.
Nice.
Yes, again.
You found one?
Yes.
Another baboon?
So
wow,
so,
very nice.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
You know, Matt Damon, who makes hundreds of millions of dollars on the Bourne Identity and gunplay
well,
and sniper
like guns,
and shooter. Yeah. He got slammed on TMZ by one of our members of the range here the other day, Tyson Beckford.
Oh.
Tyson Beckford went on TMZ and basically called Matt Damon a puss because he makes millions off the guns. He shows unsafe gun practices,
right?
And he believes that guns should be banned entirely. So
what is Tyson going to be doing for a living now?
Tyson's doing okay.
Yeah.
So hypocrisy.
Well, up till now.
Yes. You know, we have hypocrisy. Oh, listen, I guilted everybody who didn't come to SafeCon. I also posted a social media post, a big FU to people that didn't come to SafeCon and support. Some people took it personally, so I'm going to be sending them cases of tissues and hankies or whatever.
Oh, good.
But I got a positive one from Joseph M. Savio, who's the director of Modern Material Rifles. He wrote, Anthony, hello, sir. I saw some of your recent posts and agree with you. I wasn't able to make it on Saturday as my youngest dog was sick with an infection, and we had to take him to the vet on Saturday afternoon, only appointment I can get.
That's definitely a good excuse
for me. But we sure did represent all day on the range day with good education and raising awareness. We were there from 8 a.m. to close, and I feel it was very impactful. We plan on being very involved next year and look forward to it. That was the ANGRPC Family Day at the range. Sincerely, Joseph M. Savio, Director, Modern Material Rifles. So I told Joe that since he took the time to tell us that, I was going to plug him on the radio show. So Modern Material Rifles makes ARs, and they're in the state of New Jersey. So Google Modern Material Rifles New Jersey. Send them a thank you because he will be at the SafeCon next year. He's the only person from my post that
who responded
positively. And said, you're right, I should have been there, okay? All I got from everybody else was wah, 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 and, well, we're busy doing this because you should be doing that and stick it in your rear and the whole bit, like a bunch of bitches, okay? And I'm not done. I'm still plotting what my next salvo is going to be, by the way. I'm not done by any way, shape, or form. I'm pissed off.
That's good.
Okay?
I like this.
Every 2A group, every 2A lawsuit should have been attendance there.
Yep.
Every pro 2A business, right. Every gun-related business Absolutely. Should have been there. I mean, Bob's from Vineland wasn't there. I drove to
yes,
Vineland for the
exactly
first 2A
right.
conference.
Right.
Should have had a table.
Yep.
Okay? I'm not just singling him out. There's a bunch of other
pro 2A businesses.
Well, was
Bob's at the first one, though? Did Bob even
yes.
have a table at the
Yes.
And, but he didn't come up here.
Correct. Now, what I'd like our listeners to do is, if you go to a gun store, you should say to them, why weren't you at SafeCon?
Right.
Okay? And we're going
right.
to see you there
Good
next
idea.
Year.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Who knows? You know, if we get 10,000 people, we might get the press to give us a half a paragraph on page 36 of the record.
Yeah, you might.
Okay?
And it'll be a negative event, but...
I don't care.
It doesn't
I don't
matter.
Care. So Modern Material Rifles, thank you for stamping up to the plate, Joe Savio. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that, okay? Now, I got one from Linda Rose and her husband. Hello, Mr. C. Just a quick note to tell you what an enjoyable day Linda and I had at the conference today. It was well-planned and organized event. Every speaker was informative and on the money. Even Mr. Bowtie, the accountant. Excellent job. It was great that no one missed a beat when the power went down. Maybe we're all getting used to having some sort of interference at these events. It keeps you strong and makes life interesting. Thanks to you and John and everyone that made this day possible, and we're looking forward to the next one with more recruits and a larger turnout. Thanks again, Don the Mailman and Linda Rose, spreading the word. That's what I want
right.
to hear.
Right.
Okay, that's what I want to hear. How many new friends did you make, Roger, that day with your booth?
I can't even count them.
Yes.
I mean, there's so many people there.
Did you have candy at your booth?
No.
That's why I wasn't there.
Oh, God.
Hey, you stopped by at least three times, so don't say you
I
didn't.
I'm kidding. I did stop by three times. You know why? The third time, his son Chris gave me a cigar.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
A La Flor Dominicana. La Flor Dominicana. Good LFD. Good cigar. He gave me a good cigar.
It's Greek to me.
It doesn't matter. You don't need to know.
I
he
know.
Actually gave me two. One was for you.
See, and I thought it was a table, though.
Well, you could smoke the next time you go out to lunch with Pinelli.
You know, talk about pussification. We'll come back. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Hey, our buddy Florio is up to some stuff, too.
Oh, shit.
Ooh,
Florio.
Florio, he's back.
Men's room?
Yeah.
Everything I do going to be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
This segment is brought to you by Philly Gun Training, phillyguntraining.com.
You saw Jose on a video.
Where? He's getting a little puffy.
Where'd you see him on a video?
He's getting a little puffy. Oh, the NRA wants to do a profile
What video?
Piece on me. Oh, my God. The NRA wants to do a
Hello,
profile
attention.
Piece on
ADD.
Me. What happened?
What happened? You said you saw Jose on a video. I asked you. What,
you asked
what
me?
What video?
Black Guns Matter.
Oh, Black Guns Matter.
Yeah, he's got some national press for that. So you guys remember, I've been in this game in a long time, but in the 90s, we had stickers that said Florio Free in 93.
Yeah.
And we did vote him out on the gun issue.
Yes.
And, but he did pass the assault weapons ban, which eventually sunsetted federally, but not for New Jersey.
But he wants to bring it back.
So you got Florio wrote this op-ed piece. They say no force is as powerful as an idea whose time has come. And he talks about Orlando and San Bernardino. Never one mention of terrorism.
Yeah, Orlando and San Bernardino, both terrorist attacks, and he's blaming what? The gun.
So,
and he blames an assault rifle, an assault weapon, the AR-15, which wasn't used.
Florio was a governor in the late 80s, early 90s. Listen to this misinformation. So is it unreasonable to be concerned that 40% of gun owners are not subject to any background check when buying a gun?
Oh, come on, seriously.
Lie. Is it unreasonable to conclude that no hunter needs 30, 50, or 100 round clips?
Hello, Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting.
15 rounds we have in New Jersey. Is it unreasonable to question why someone on a terrorist watch list can't board a plane but can buy a gun? Clean the watch list up.
Yeah.
Is it unreasonable to question why we buy protective vests for police and then allow the sale of cop killer bullets?
Cop killer bullets again with okay. The cop killer bullets. Show me what the cop killer bullets are.
So he goes on and on. So I get an email from Frank Siegel. He sent this to the Star Ledger. Jim Florio's column is so filled with misinformation, innuendos, and outright lies that I had to respond. Former Governor Florio makes it seem that anyone can walk into a New Jersey gun store or New Jersey gun show.
Any store.
And walk out with a bunch of fully automatic Uzis, AK-47s, and the store will throw in a couple of thousand rounds of cop killer ammo. Here's my challenge
what
to
store
Governor
is that?
Florio.
I'm going, baby.
Try it.
Let's you and I make the rounds to any of New Jersey gun shows. Hint, there aren't any. And as many
because they're banned.
Yeah, as many licensed New Jersey gun stores as you want, and I'll pay for all the Uzis, AK-47s, and cop killer bullets
we
that you can buy legally in New Jersey
without
first having obtained a firearms ID card, which requires fingerprinting and a background check. Then you can drop them all off at a local police station to be melted for scrap. But if you find that you can't buy any without a legally obtained permit, you agree to print a retraction to your article. Deal? I'm in the phone book. Look me up. And then maybe we'll go target shooting afterwards. My treat, Frank S., Pompton Lakes, New Jersey. So, you know, they just print up stuff without researching.
Right.
We know that. And, and that's the reason why I get pissed at SafeCon when we don't have any unity. Because what did Ben Franklin say? We either hang together or we'll hang separately.
We'll hang separate.
Okay?
Yep.
I really believe that.
Oh, no, it is real. This is, if you go back and read some of the writings of Jefferson and you apply them to, and you didn't say who it was from and you cleaned up the language to today's vernacular, you would think we're talking about today.
Hmm. Roger, what do you think?
I think it's time that we get these people together.
I've been trying for 6 years, Roger.
Got any solutions
here? With Gun for Hire Radio, 6 years. I've been in this game since 1990. I started the Florio Flea in 1993 I've run a coalition of New Jersey sportsmen, which is gone.
You know why I'm here?
Why?
Because of you.
Oh, thanks.
See?
Well, he's
no,
one.
I mean,
all right, here's some statistics. You know, Cam was so positive about what's going on in New Jersey, and he sensed a little bit of frustration. We talked off the air about this. One of the things, he's like, why are you so frustrated? Why am I so frustrated? Look at the stats. Mm-hmm. We have over 1 million weekly listeners. 1 million. The vast majority are from outside of the state of New Jersey. The vast majority. The number one state, Virginia. The number two state, Colorado.
They have their shit.
Right. They got all their shit. Yeah. And you know, Cam comes up, and you know, he has a lot of extended family here in New Jersey still. But it is still different the way people think and the way they talk. Like he said, I had to remind myself that I had to disarm myself before I came to New Jersey. That's not just the beginning of
it. I've been in this game so long, I'm going to tell you something. 95% of the people at SafeCon, I know on a first-name basis.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Because
I've seen
always
them
there.
Everywhere.
Yes.
All of them. And I love them all to
yes.
death.
Yes.
But,
and
okay?
if it wasn't for them, there'd be nothing. There'd
Correct.
Be a din.
Right. Well, no. We also have that small contingent that hide behind their keyboard. Hold on. Let me
do it. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Ma, is dinner ready? Ma, is my lunch ready? Is my sandwich ready,
I'm
going to
beat you
Ma?
Up because you don't believe in my case.
My Facebook friends.
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Armchair activism.
Right.
Yeah. Armchair activism. Nobody wants to get off their ass and do something. I had other stuff to do that Saturday.
Everybody.
You
did.
Know what I mean?
Sure.
I work 90 hours a week.
Right. Right.
When I work.
What do you do after
when
Wednesday?
I don't know. I watch television.
That's my old one.
So the prisons are a lot emptier.
Yes.
Obama commuted more people than that's been done since 1900.
67 of them had gun charges against them.
Wait, I watched MSDNC.
Yes.
The 50 of the 67 had the gun on them. They didn't use it.
Oh, like if we had the gun on us when we weren't even committing another crime, or we had stopped at 7-Eleven to take a leak on our way to or from the...
Here's the problem with these commutations is you have prosecutors and cops that broke their asses to bring these people to justice.
Right.
And then with an executive fiat, you free them. Mm-hmm. It's just, why go to work?
Why go to work?
So now when I got Roger up against the wall handcuffed, I'm a cop. I'm like, I'm not arresting this guy. The guy's just going to let him off anyway. And I got to worry about getting sued, police brutality, right. Black Lives Matter, Green Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, everybody's lives matter, whatever. Who needs this shit? But yeah, 50 of the 67, some talking head was on MSDNC because they were, you know, talking about it. 50 had their guns on them but did not use them.
Oh, but so the most anti-gun administration to come along the pike since Bill Clinton.
Correct. Correct. So you guys should all remember that. Also, listen to this. Germany sees a record request for self-defense weapons.
Yeah, but did you see that article, what they consider self-defense weapons? Non-lethal blank guns.
Yes, to scare people.
To scare people. Now, I'm a terrorist, okay? I am shooting up the village, and I come, and now what is against me? A bunch of people shooting blanks.
Yes.
This is like some sort of a cartoon.
London just took 1,000 armed members of the military and deployed them in London proper.
Actually gave the cops guns.
Yes, they're giving police guns, too, now. So we're seeing a reversal. Our administration just let in 10,000 more Syrian refugees with no backgrounds.
Yeah, just let them in. They're fine.
Okay, what difference does it make?
What difference does it make?
If I cannot watch television.
It's crazy right now, okay? More armed officers. Oh, more pussification. Apple is the next update to your iPhone.
Yep. No
the
more
gun
hang
emoji's gone. The revolver emoji's gone, and we're getting a green water pistol with a brown tip.
Yeah, well, that fixes it.
That'll
fix it.
Because they got pushback from anti-gunners. Now, here's the deal. See,
why did
you
need pushback?
Because we...
Exactly right.
What makes those people right?
Exactly right.
It doesn't make them right. It's just that I'm going to tell you something.
They speak up.
Rush Limbaugh. No, it's also a pack mentality.
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh used to say a liberal demonstration has 1 million people. A conservative has 10 because we have jobs.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But the other thing is the most liberals, progressives have a flock mentality.
Yes.
Okay. Where we have more of a individual mentality. Right. So it's
how's that working out
for us?
Yes.
It's hard for us to get together.
It's very hard for us to get together because we believe in rugged individualism.
It's also why the two-way groups can't get together because the leaders
everybody
of each group
have
their
own.
Yes. Exactly.
And instead of getting together and banding with the existing two-way organizations, no, we're going to create our own because ours is yellow.
I just started binge-watching Game of Thrones. It's the same as the two-way groups in New Jersey. Everybody wants the steel throne
I've
or whatever.
It's seven
cities fighting to be the king of the seven cities. It's the same shit. Meanwhile, they're being attacked from inside and outside. They're getting decimated and eaten alive. And all everybody gives a shit about is what's in it for me.
Right, right.
Okay? All self-serving bullshit.
Right.
So
I want to be the one in the spotlight this week.
You know, SafeCon got pressed with America's First Freedom. Cam Edwards wrote an article. He also spoke about it the first 15 minutes of his show the following Monday. So don't tell me something like SafeCon doesn't matter, because it does, in fact, matter. And it builds unity. And it gets a guy like Roger here from PurelyWater.com and his son Chris out there meeting people. He might get one job out of that. He might get no jobs out of that. He doesn't know. What P.T. Barnum used to say, 50% of my advertising budget is effective.
Wasted.
I just wish I knew which 50%. All right, we don't know, Roger, right? Yeah. We do know referrals.
I would have liked to have gotten some business from the show, and it doesn't matter if I don't, because I was there to support
New
Jersey State.
Yeah, but you just never know, because what's going to happen to me is 3 months from now, somebody's going to come in here and go, what was the water guy thing? I'm going to say purelywater.com. Check them out. And that's what's going to happen.
Right.
Like we do it with alarm companies and accountants and plumbers, everybody. We keep people ask me, I go right to, I keep everything in the family.
If you remember our first alarm company that we had on, a garage
Dean,
door guy, the
Prism.
Dean, and all the people that we had on that we just, we had nowhere near the audience that we have right now. And we mentioned them and they said, please stop mentioning this. We can't keep up with the business.
I still refer people to Vista Parking.
Yes.
I still refer people to Paul Nolan. I still refer people to Buy Right Doors.
Right.
I still refer people to Prism. And people come in. Guys like Roger come in. You started listening to older shows, didn't you?
I listen to all your shows.
See what I mean? He came in at 210 and he went all the way back to 1 and listened.
Yep.
So they're getting plugs anyway.
Which is sadly, you know? Yes, exactly. Sadly, what a lot of people do. And
spends
I can't
a lot of time driving between jobs.
Why. Yes.
But you could be listening to something worthwhile.
Like someone dragging their nails across a blackboard for an
exactly,
hour.
Or grass growing, or paint drying, something, anything educational.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States. And a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it on, crank it up, let's go, crank it up, it's Gun for Hire Radio.
Dueling single piece signs.
Yes, dueling half piece signs. Real quick, so what's your challenge, Roger, to get other businesses to show up to SafeCon next year?
Well,
talk to me.
If you're a follower of the Second Amendment and you believe in it, I don't see any reason why you wouldn't have your business at the conference. I did it. It doesn't cost me a lot. It cost me one day of time for me and my son to be there instead of out working. But if I don't support Second Amendment, who is going to?
Amen.
I mean, that's really what it's all about. You got to put some forth of effort out. Otherwise, you're not going to get anything in return.
If you do truly believe in this, then you should support it because nobody else is. We have an army working against us.
Right.
From the standpoint.
An organized army.
I know. Very organized.
That's the whole problem.
Very
have
well
that
funded.
Flock and very, pack mentality.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And they'll eat crow for the betterment of what they feel is their cause, where we get pissed off and walk out.
Right. And they battle on emotion, which is effective, and we try to battle on fact.
Logic and emotion.
Doesn't work, baby.
I'd love to find somebody, because I know I don't have the capability to do it, but if everybody's familiar with the Drudge Report, and most people are, I'd like to see a Second Amendment version of that.
Yes.
We could go to one place, look at all the different things that are going on, and really get your information so you can move forward. And every group can decide what part of it they want to support, but pick a part and just get going.
That's what I love about the mind of an entrepreneur. Mind of an entrepreneur is always thinking and always thinking of what could be improved. You hear that, guys out there? There are a million of you out there.
Mm-hmm.
All it takes is one. Great idea. Absolutely great idea. Yeah. None of us here have the time.
I suggested in my blistering opening speech at SafeCon that we should come up with a New Jersey directory of Pro 2A businesses.
Yeah.
Like Roger pays $100 and he's listed an online directory and a print out directory. One of our listeners is working on it.
Oh, great.
Which I think is a great idea.
Yeah. Excellent idea.
But again, you know, I talked about it all the time. Like if even if you have a bakery, you could have brought a couple of hundred mini, you know, cupcakes or something and handed out business cards or menus, and I would use you next time. I'd stop and pick up donuts for the guys and
I would go out of my way to use you.
You could have sold flashlights at the show.
Oh, yeah.
Very well.
Or a generator.
Or a generator would have been good,
Batteries and flashlights.
Listen, French Muslims are stepping out of invisibility after the attacks in France when the priest was decapitated there, which I think is good. We need to see more of that. I wanted to talk about the New Hampshire again. New Hampshire is back, but we're still not ready to apply for a New Hampshire non-resident permit. I asked Knapp at the SafeCon and Scott Bach. The government in New Hampshire is working a little slow with it. It should be within a week or two. We'll be announcing you can apply for your non-resident. Don't forget, each one, reach one. If you come to the range and you're a member and have somebody sign up, you know, Joe Caruso keeps forgetting to get his poker chips, so I'm going to start selling them on the black market.
Nice.
Okay? Real quick, I just want to talk about, since we see all these attacks in public places, and it's inevitable that we're going to have things like this, you know, a lot of people go to malls, a lot of people go shopping, Roger, you know as well, family, and, you know, most people go through life in condition white. We call that AKA head and ass disease, you know? And you have to be in condition yellow when you're in a public place. The only time you can be in condition white is in your house, doors locked, watching TV with the dog next to you. You can go in condition white. Right. But if the dog perks his head up, you have to go right into condition yellow, you know. But when you're out in public places like a mall, you know, you should always walk with your head up, shoulders back, scan your surroundings. And you shouldn't be texting.
No.
You know, you shouldn't be texting.
No.
You shouldn't be looking for Pokemon, okay? Right. All right? You know, maybe dress down when you go to the mall, something comfortable. Women, it's very hard to move in heels. You never know when something's going to happen. You know, you see what's going on in Europe. There could be an explosion. There could be a shooting. There's there could be a car plowing through a crowd. And the last thing you want is your 4-inch pumps on when you're walking through the mall. Maybe you should switch to a pair of sneakers. Okay. That's why I don't wear 4-inch pumps in the mall anymore.
That's a good idea. I really should. I don't. Yeah. They hurt the back of my calves.
Right.
Yeah.
I also walk with a purpose.
Yes.
You don't.
And
you
predators
don't
look for prey.
I haven't had
a purpose.
If you
walk with a purpose, I'm not mugging you.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you're a challenge.
Correct. Correct. If I'm hiding behind a van and you come barreling by, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Not that guy.
I'll wait for the next person. Right. I'm going to find somebody texting or something, and I'm going to whack them. Yes.
Well, I love when we travel from city to city and we'll be in a crowd. We'll be walking down, Anthony and I, and our whole entourage is behind us. It's like watching the Red Sea part.
Yeah. You know, the other thing I talk about is always know what's going on in the blind spot behind you. The military, our guys say, check your six.
Yes.
Okay? Just like
that's actually
Roger,
a naval term.
Roger, when you go into a diner or something with family, don't you sit with your back to the wall watching the door?
Always.
That's the prime seat.
The worst place to sit is anywhere near the register.
Correct.
I mean, that's
correct.
The average person, they don't think about it, but if a guy's going to come and try to rob the place, where's he going?
The register.
He's not going to go to the end of the last booth.
You know,
right.
And, you know, remain aware of who is around you at all the time while you're shopping. Make sure nobody's following you. Are you good at reading body language? You know, you have to check people. If you get a bad vibe, Sandy, we talk about normalcy bias all the time. Right. I talk about sixth sense all the time. Son of a bitch, if it doesn't feel right, it probably isn't right, okay? Right. Follow your feelings, all right? Carry very little, you know, allowing you to a rapid exit. You know, you shouldn't be carrying a ton of stuff in the mall. Today, you know, I just bought a ton of furniture from, like, Crate and Barrel and stuff. I went to the mall. I looked at it all. I took pictures of the stuff I liked. I went home online. I ordered it, and I had everything delivered.
You and everybody else,
okay?
Right?
Now, when the guy delivered the stuff to my house, anything I had of value was hidden.
Right.
Because I don't want them to come back and rob my house.
Right.
All right.
Now, bringing that up also, too, just jumping back one step, too, when you talk about normalcy bias, there's also another neuropsychological issue called cognitive bias, which kind of means you expect your picture in your mind of what you expect an attacker to look like.
Yeah.
And that split second.
He's a gray guy with a gray hoodie.
Right, right. And today that attacker could be a 14-year-old girl. So you cannot have that in your mind because there is this millisecond of time in between what the cops call it, the oh shit moment?
Yep.
Where,
oh shit.
Yep. It's like boom. And that is the difference between life and death so many times. So don't have a picture in your mind of what the attacker should look like or would look like.
He could wear a suit and tie.
Absolutely.
She could wear,
a suit and tie.
And attackers don't
and look like Anthony.
And they don't give notice.
With high heel pumps.
They don't tell you ahead of time.
They don't tell you ahead of time. Yes, exactly.
You know, don't draw cash from a mall ATM. Bad move. Mm-hmm. Okay, bad move. You know, ladies or guys, if you're wearing a man purse, carry the strap over one shoulder. All right, so it's harder for someone to grab and run. Again, you're a woman with 4-inch heels. I grab your Gucci bag and run. Not me, but someone in really good physical fitness grabs it and run. You're done. You're never going to get
you're
it.
Done,
okay?
Right.
When you're approaching your vehicle, look inside and underneath, okay, before unlocking and loading packages. We always talk about a small flashlight in the weak hand. Roger just mentioned flashlight. You know, if your key fob is in your right hand, obviously you could have your lipstick bodyguard out too. I'm a big advocate of my, I always have my flashlight. You can blind somebody, daytime or nighttime.
That's right, yeah.
In the face. Sandy, this is another one I just learned when I was researching this again. If there's any handbills or flyers or menus on your windshield, it could be a setup. When you reach over to grab it, somebody will come up right behind you and rob you.
Wow.
Leave it on. Pull away, take it off later in a safe location.
Wow.
I never thought of that.
I never thought of that either.
Okay. Once you're in your vehicle, lock your doors, start your car, drive away immediately, then text or search for your Pokemon or whatever it is that you're doing. Okay? You hear me? All right. Stay in condition yellow. Please stay safe. PurelyWater.com. He also has bullseye camera systems, 973-727-3055. The only non-gun related business to show up at SafeCon. The rest of you should be embarrassed. I want all of our listeners to reach out to their proposed 2A groups and all of the gun ranges and gun stores and gun specific people in the state of New Jersey. Ask them why they were not at SafeCon and make sure they're there next year. To John, Mike Willett, Rachel Willett, everybody else, you did a phenomenal job at the show. Would you say so, Roger?
I'd say they did a great job.
I said phenomenal. He had to say great.
Phenomenal.
Some bitch.
A greatly phenomenal job. Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the Licensed Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Like Anthony says, please, each one reach one. And good God almighty, will you people get together and stop talking about facts and start hitting emotion and getting each other united. United is better than divided. All right. It's time to, the clock on the wall says it is time for Winston. Winston. Please, Winston. Winston! Oh, God, wake up, my friend. We love you guys. See you next week. From sea to the shine.